Hi everyone, it's me, Joel Garcia. I'm currently working on Monday's new episode of the Pop Culture Shuffle, but obviously we need to do this segment right now because of, well, the Super Bowl happening on Sunday. And it's been a while since I've talked about football since I skipped talking about the Pro Bowl, which, let's face it, if you didn't watch the Pro Bowl, it's totally fine. Now, normally the Super Bowl itself is a big deal, because of course you have the best teams in each conference taking on each other, and more recent years it's always been, oh, it's Tom Brady versus whoever's taking on Tom Brady. But now we have a very interesting layer to this whole conflict. This Super Bowl in particular is a rematch of a Super Bowl from 4 years ago, when the Chiefs took on the 49ers in Miami. Now that game, which was a culmination of the NFL's 100th season, ended with the Chiefs getting their first Super Bowl in, well, a long time. Additionally, it began what essentially has been a dynasty for the Chiefs. They've either wound up playing in the Super Bowl or made it as far as the AFC Championship game. With the exception of this season, it's always been at home. Obviously, the thing that changed for the Chiefs the most this season around, in addition to losing some talent, was Taylor Swift. It is hard to sum up how Taylor Swift has impacted the NFL. Now, obviously, you probably heard the most basic part that her involvement has led to more women watching the NFL, which is something impressive, and also led to more money being invested in the league. Mostly from viewers, and of course, the Swifties. It is insane seeing how Swifties immediately became NFL fans because Taylor was dating Travis Kelce. I just find this whole thing very unusual because you normally don't see such a bump by Taylor Swift in other professions. Now, a downside to that could be how people are complaining that Taylor Swift is ruining the NFL. How, oh no, she's ruining it for everyone else because nobody can stop looking at her. That, of course, is a whole other story because, well, for starters, she's Taylor Swift, one of the biggest stars in the world, and of course they're gonna put the camera on her. And I've seen people overinflated because, yeah, sure, early on in the season when Taylor began to show up, yeah, they were kind to her every time Travis did something, but more recently, I've seen the networks tone it down a bit. I mean, sure, they talk about Taylor Swift, but they don't show her every 5 seconds. This issue also extends to Travis Kelce, who people are upset that, oh, why is he in all these commercials? Because he's shown up in commercials for Pfizer's COVID vaccine, State Farm with Patrick Mahomes, as well as Campbell's Chunky with his brother Jason. And if you're really upset about that, need I remind you that Travis Kelce was already successful before he started dating Taylor Swift, because, well, he won the Super Bowl last year! Now obviously, there's a huge difference in being popular in, say, the NFL versus being popular worldwide, something that Travis himself pointed out in one of the many press conferences he's had this week. And it's understandable, because maybe before he started dating Taylor Swift, most people probably didn't know about him. Most people just thought, oh, he's one of the many interchangeable guys playing for the Chiefs. But once Taylor Swift started dating him, everyone knew who he was. It even got to the point where somebody at Peacock, the streaming service, managed to unbury this dating show he had a few years ago on the E! Network. Which is something you normally don't see from the network because traditionally, reality TV shows come and go, and unless they're part of a bigger franchise like The Real Housewives or The Amazing Race, you don't tend to see them brought up often on streaming after a while. Now obviously I'm getting too far away from the game, but I will say this about the game itself. As a rematch, there is a potential of just saying, oh, the revenge of the 49ers against the Chiefs. Which is hard to say because while there are some returning players from that 49ers team in the last Super Bowl, it's basically a different team. Because you have a different quarterback leading the team to the Super Bowl. Something that Amazon pointed out that of the times the 49ers have been to the Super Bowl, they're the first one with 5 different quarterbacks. Because you've had Joe Montana and Steve Young, but then you've had the losses with both Colin Kaepernick and Jimmy Garoppolo. Now on paper, I saw the 49ers playoff run, and basically, they've been very lucky. They've taken on teams that really could have easily beaten them if it wasn't for some flubs by the Packers and the Lions pretty much disappearing after the second half. Maybe it would have been a different story. The same can be said about the Chiefs, since this was the first time they neither won the number 1 or number 2 seed, or had home field advantage. After the wild card, they had to play away games for both the divisional and the championship games. And I saw a lot of hype from people thinking, finally, a chance for Patrick Mahomes to lose a playoff game, since this is the first time he's not playing at home after the wild card round. And then the Chiefs wound up winning both games. So yeah, that happened. Now when it comes to my pick for this game, normally I would be against the Chiefs, especially because normally I would be against them as a Chargers fan. But this time around, the 49ers are just terrible. They don't seem like the kind of team that's fully organized at the start. Like, it takes some time for them to get together and finally start playing. But then you have other moments in which the opposite happens. Like in the NFC Championship game, in which they start badly, but then eventually get better. And I'm just thinking about that Super Bowl from 4 years ago where something like that happened. The 49ers were dominating, and then all of a sudden, late into the game, the Chiefs came back and won. Could the exact same thing happen? Probably not, but then again, I've seen a lot of upsets and surprises. I really wanted to see the Detroit Lions in the Super Bowl. I really thought the Cowboys had a chance. So anything is possible. Who knows what will happen? Who knows what Taylor Swift will do with the game? Who knows how Usher's halftime show will be? It's a complete mystery. But when it comes to my pick for who could win the Super Bowl, I'm picking the Kansas City Chiefs. They frankly have more potential than the 49ers. But if the 49ers can somehow get a win, that would be fine too. We'll all have to wait and see what happens. Super Bowl 58 is this Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. on CBS and streams on Paramount Plus. In addition, the game will also be available to watch on Nickelodeon, as well as in Spanish on Univision and ViX Plus. For now, that is all the time we have for this podcast. I'll be back on Monday with a brand new episode and my thoughts on the Super Bowl itself. If you want my more immediate thoughts on the game, I'll do my best to post online during the game over on my social media accounts at MrJoelGarcia9 on Instagram, Threads, and Twitter/X, as well as at MrJoelGarcia on TikTok. Until this Monday, thank you for listening.